Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And this is
Jordan,
Jesse, go!
Bicycles, tricycles, ice cream, candy, lollipops, popsicles, licorice sticks, Solomon, Brandy, Raggedy Andy, Tweedledum and Tweedledee, home free.
This week, a live Jordan Jesse Go recorded at the Monsters of Podcasting at SF Sketchfest. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Jordan Jesse Go. I am Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm so excited to... Quick question, Jordan.
Yes.
What's going on? How are you doing?
Doing great, Jesse. Great to be here at San Francisco Sketchfest. Am I right, people? Beautiful.
Jordan.
Yes.
Follow-up question. What are you wearing?
What do you mean?
What have you got on?
Oh, you mean my beautiful rings.
Jordan, I'm not an idiot. I can tell that you're not wearing any rings.
Yeah. Oh. This is a Snuggie. I'm wearing a Snuggie.
Jordan, I feel like we've been doing this for a long time. I shouldn't have to ask this kind of question, but why are you wearing a Snuggie for our podcast taping?
Two reasons. One, want to be comfortable. And two, my hands are free. I can have my hands free the whole time. So what more reason do you need?
Well, I just don't see why you would even... Why do you need your hands free? We're podcasting.
I mean,
we're
all
not...
kinds of reasons. To answer the phone, to change the channels on the TV, to strangle a dog, and to read a book.
Wait, what did you say?
Make dinner.
And that's not even one of the things you said. Jordan Thank Morris, you. Ladies Thank and gentlemen. You. Jordan Morris. He's wearing a Snuggie. I can get rid of that card. Oh, Jordan, isn't it fun to be back here in
it
San
is.
Francisco?
Absolutely.
Back in the
Absolutely.
San Francisco Sketchfest. Been a long time since we were here, since with Prank the Dean the last time.
Sure.
Oh, great to be back here in the Eureka Theater. I was thinking about what kind of stuff we should talk about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a San Francisco, Bay Area, Northern Cal audience, and you're maybe a little more well-versed being a native.
You're originally from Mission Viejo,
Mission
right?
Viejo,
Mission
yeah.
Viejo in Orange County. I'm here actually from here in San Francisco. It's fine. You can applaud. Anyway, I was thinking, I was just brainstorming some different topics. Of course, we talked a lot on the show about the 1989 San Francisco Giants in the past, so I feel like
sure.
we don't need to reiterate that.
No
They're
reason.
Nationally
no
champions.
Reason.
I thought of, I know you gave me a couple ideas. I threw those out. I thought.
So I suggested, you know, Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
Clam chowder in a bread bowl.
I mean,
that fabulous Castro district.
Right. I mean, it's obvious you don't have a good understanding of what really makes the Bay Area in San Francisco tick.
I guess not.
I was thinking we could talk about Dennis Richmond. Dennis Richmond?
Nope, I have no idea who that is.
He's the long time. He spent 40 years on KTVU Channel 2.
Okay.
The 10 o'clock news.
Can we just not devote too much time
mustache.
To this? You mentioned it, everyone. You mentioned it, everyone clapped. We should probably move on to more general interest topics.
I think we should talk about it. Let's talk about his mustache.
I've never
it's
seen
a really
his mustache.
Nice mustache.
What? How much entertainment can we get from you describing a mustache?
It's a great mustache. Am I right? My great mustache.
Well, great. You said it was great. They clapped. Now what else is there to do? Nothing. Nothing. We're done with that.
Yeah, it does just say Dennis Richmond here.
Yeah. You said that the mustache was of a high quality.
Idea. Compromise. Right?
Sure.
It's a new day in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
An age of compromise. We listen to our enemies and so on. How about
You're saying I'm your enemy now?
Well, any enemy of Dennis Richmond's is an enemy of mine. Am I right,
people? I just don't know who he is. No, I don't. I don't hate the man. I just don't know who he is. I guess he has a mustache. That's basically all I know at this point.
Look, compromise idea, Jordan. Sure. I have an idea for a compromise. Instead of talking about him, I had planned to talk about him for the rest of the show, but since you're so obstinate, you don't want to talk about him at all.
Am I Iran in this enemy scenario? I'm Iran, aren't I?
You're Kim Jong-il.
Yeah,
right now, you're Kim Jong-il. How about, Mo, you have the projector down there, right? Could you just put... I made this photo montage of Dennis Richmond through the years.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
this is a more contemporary...
No,
he's
need
in
to
a
describe.
Wine bar
they can see
so
it.
Classy.
No need to describe the photo montage. They can look at it and see what's happening.
He's good. He's covering some seals down in the bottom right. And in the middle, you can see that Channel 2 was the original 10 o'clock news.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you feel like that's well covered?
More than well. Yes, thorough. That was more thorough than it had to be.
There's actually something that I did actually want to ask you about, Jordan.
This is
what it is. As some of you out there probably have never heard of us before, you may not know that Jordan is actually a professional entertainment personality on a little channel called Fuel TV, which those of you out there who are action sports
sarcastic applause. That's what we're looking for. Sarcastic asshole applause. From some fucking guy in a Joy Division shirt, probably. Stand up, backpack. So I can see your fucking asshole applauding face.
For those of you who don't know about Jordan's work, he's worked with many major celebrities from Frank Stallone.
Who's the guy who sprays with the confetti?
Oh, Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor. A lot. We'll just say a lot. I don't want to do a list.
Okay. Now, in contrast, I'm a public radio host, so I don't, you know, like, I'm sure I got a lot of connections in the Luna Bar industry.
Sure.
You know, that kind of thing. But I'm actually going to have my first ever meeting with a Hollywood agent.
Okay.
This was an agent. She called me up. She said, we're going to have a meeting. It's at the Creative Artists Agency.
Sure. It's a major area.
All I know about meeting with an agent is Rob Lowe in Thank You for Smoking. That's like my whole understanding. In fact, that's pretty much having
so
lived
you,
in Los
you're
Angeles,
saying if you show up and it's not Rob Lowe, part of you is going to be disappointed.
Yeah, a big part of me. It's not Rob Lowe. To be honest, his voice sounded really high on the phone.
Yeah, well.
Sort of like a lady. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know, like, what is...
Well, here's the thing. I can maybe give you a little bit of advice. I have representation. I have a manager who kind of deals with my...
What's the difference between a manager and an agent?
The word you use to call them.
Okay.
The word you say when you're describing them.
Got it. Okay.
And I always feel... And
I would have you see, because if it was me, I would say handsome, because he's so good looking.
Hey, handsome. You just called
Rob
him handsome.
Rob Lowe, right? It's a beautiful
What
man.
Am I going to do with this guy? Here's my problem when talking to my manager.
It sounded funny in my head.
I
figured everyone would still be on Rob, because I was hung up on Rob Lowe.
Clearly. So I talk to this guy. I talk to this guy once a week, and he's. I really like him. And in all my agent meetings, I met a lot, and this was, you know, he's definitely a solid guy, understands comedy, and so forth, and I'm really comfortable talking to him, except for kind of my own neuroses. I maybe call him once a week, and I always feel self-conscious because we just talk about me. And it like, so he's like, so how's your career going? Are you having fun? Any this? How did this show go? Tell me about this. Here's what I've been talking about. And then the conversation about me is over, and I feel the need to go like, so dude, what have you been up to? Which is a waste of his time completely.
Right,
he's at work calling me, and so that's the awkward thing.
Plus,
like, I want to invite him out. I want to see
if
he wants to
come over.
What has
he been up
over.
To? You know, probably gold plating sushi or something like that, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah. Something with Chloe Sevigny. I don't know what. Something. So yeah, that's kind of the awkward part for me is this guy who's always very nice, but I want to invite him over. Actually, he doesn't want to come over to my fucking apartment.
No.
He doesn't want to come over and play Gears of War with me. He's an agent. He has...
His apartment has a really sweet view and a shark tank.
Sure, yes.
And like a dead body in the freezer. Mm-hmm.
His car has an ejector seat. He's an agent.
But like, what do you say to an agent? I feel like I'm going to go in and talk to this woman / Rob Lowe. And I'm like, I'm going to be there and be like, well, I met Bob Edwards. That's going to be my thing. Like, he used to be on Morning Edition.
See if, train yourself to get your eyes to turn into dollar signs.
Should I be...
For the meeting. Like, just see if you can get to that place where you can transform your eyeballs into dollar signs.
Should I start, like, trying to change all of... Right now, as the audience can probably tell, most of the metaphors in my brain are Rob Lowe-based.
Sure.
Do you think that I should start changing my metaphorical thinking processes into something meets something?
I think you should try and deceive her like Rob Lowe deceived Tommy Boy.
Jordan, I asked you a real question, and you made a Rob Lowe joke.
Well, sure. No, right, you're right. I'm the asshole in that situation. You're right. Whoa, what a fucking idiot making a Rob Lowe joke.
Seriously, what kind of idiot would make a Rob Lowe joke, right?
Here's my, like, kind of legitimate advice. If you go in there and you're uncomfortable by... her Hollywoodness. If she is talking about she wants to make your show, you know, Lost meets Desperate Housewives.
Right. Presented by Slim Jim.
Sure, presented by Slim Jim. Then just don't work with her.
Oh.
Yeah, just be as tolerant as you can possibly be.
What if she wants
that?
It to be Lost meets Desperate Housewives, but it's presented by Fiddle Faddle?
Okay, you hold out for Oboises.
Okay.
You hold out for Oboises, because you're... That's...
They leave the skin on, that's why.
Duh.
Okay, Jordan. I want to do something here on the program.
Sure.
Where...
God forbid we do something on this show.
I know. We're just going to talk about agents. We're going to have a little sort of contest quiz game here. We will need two volunteers from the audience.
It's kind of going to be a $10,000 pyramid situation.
Is it that kind of situation?
I have an audience member, and Jesse has an audience member.
There are prizes involved. Both the winner and loser will get prizes. So if there's, and you don't have to be funny. In fact, we ask that you not be funny.
Yeah.
We're already you paid, not.
I know you're in a great improv group in Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are really funny. And you guys sell out the Hug Co-op.
We understand that your pockets are full of balloons that could be turned into scatological balloon animals.
We understand that the name of your group is the Satellite of Love.
But in all sincerity, we need two volunteers
to
play our
there
game.
There are prizes.
With us.
Just raise
There's
your hand.
Really
it'll be
no
a lot of fun.
Responsibilities.
Can I choose first?
Yeah, go for it.
I want this army jacket guy back here. Is that an army? It might not be an army. It's a green jacket. Get up here, green jacket. Can you give green jacket a hand, please?
Yeah, green jacket. I need to pick somebody myself. I'm picking this woman in the gray tan colored sweater. Come on up, gray tan sweater. It's my good friend, gray tan sweater.
Okay, this is something that we're doing. We want to capitalize. Obviously, we're in front of a live studio audience, not something we normally do. We want,
no.
You know, we want applause. We want enthusiasm. When comics go on the road, they say they want to do a lot of like regional material, kind of play upon. You know, the region's little quirks, the biases, the
Dodgers
prejudices.
Dodgers versus Giants.
Sure.
Bay Bridge World Series, 1989.
New York, New Jersey, which one smells worse?
Yeah, exactly.
So that kind of thing. So here's what we want to do. We want to play that game.
But we've kind of expanded it outward. This is like a new Obama-era version.
Absolutely. Jesse and I, what we're going to do is we're going to call out... a bullshit thing that we've seen in a city.
And look, we understand there's bullshit in every city.
Absolutely.
It's not just Los Angeles.
A lot of bullshit. And then you'll try and guess which city the bullshit is from.
So we're gonna take turns, and whoever gets the most correct answers will receive our grand prize.
Yeah. Would you guys say your names into the mic, please?
And just get right in there on those microphones.
Yeah, please. Mic guy first.
David.
David.
Genie. Like with the lamp.
That makes more sense. Okay.
I'll go first.
David's first here. Jordan?
Okay. Bullshit thing. Which city? Ed Hardy brand Ugg boots.
Ed Hardy branded Ugg boots.
Where did I see that bullshit thing?
The choices are San Francisco. And
no, you can pick any city.
Just pick a city.
Okay. Las Vegas?
It was not. It was Los Angeles.
That was Los Angeles, California. Okay. Okay, Cheney. Okay, here we go. A restaurant serving only Barack Obama-themed appetizers. Appetizers with a theme of a newly elected politician.
Washington, D.C.
That's incorrect. It was San Francisco.
San Francisco. It's the front porch.
The front porch restaurant.
Not okay.
Good restaurant otherwise.
All right, Dave, let's go. Any city. This is, I saw a woman walking down the street at night at the kind of bar-going time of night in a bedazzled bathrobe.
David, what city?
Where did I see this bullshit?
In what city was this bullshit?
Los Angeles?
Ooh, that's
incorrect.
San Francisco.
That
was the last night in San Francisco.
If it was Los Angeles, it would probably be a bedazzled lap dog.
Sure, right.
Okay. Genie.
Someone yelled, was it last night?
Right here.
Yes.
Oh,
were you seriously wearing a bedazzled bathrobe last night, madam? Fucking cut it out, dude.
That's really the lady.
That's...
Wow!
I mean, thank you. Thank you for coming to the show. I love you. But...
Look, there's...
You appear to be a grown-up.
Yeah.
Now to adjust my Snuggie.
Okay. Jeannie, from what city did this bullshit come? A children's spa. A spa specifically for children. And I'd like to take this opportunity to clarify before you answer. This is not a spa that accepts children. This is a
specifically
spa
for them.
For children, because they're sick of going to the grown-up spa. In what city could that be found?
I'm going to go with Houston.
That's incorrect. It was Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. All right, David. This one Red Robin where there's not enough syrup in the Cokes.
Dave.
Where did I see this bullshit?
The Cokes were very watery.
Very, a lot of carbonation, not a lot of syrup.
There must have been a problem with a spigot.
New Orleans?
It's actually Butte, Montana.
Butte, Montana.
God, we have this a 0-for-0 situation?
We're 0-for-0.
Okay.
Okay, Jeannie. Look at me with this one, because we can get this together, okay? Using money with the same name as real money, but with a picture of a bird instead of a president. Where was this bullshit going on?
That has to be San Francisco.
I'm going to help you out here. What's the name of our money?
The name of our money?
Yes, the name of our money. Starts with a D.
I do think there is a place near 16th and Mission where you can buy a pair of shoes with a bowl of lentil soup. But apart from that place.
The name of our money is Dollar.
Yes, that's correct. Now, she's on her road to victory.
I think she's got it wrong.
Okay, right. Fine. It was Canada, okay? It was Canada. They have a picture of a bird on their money. That's bullshit.
All right, Dave. Me and you. Where did I see this bullshit? It appears for only one day every 100 years.
What city appears in total bullshit fashion?
I know. I got a big jack
for
off.
For only one day every 100 years.
Is that Moria?
It's actually Brigadoon.
It's Brigadoon.
From the hit musical Brigadoon.
Brigadoon. It appears only once.
This is the last go-round.
One day every 100 years. Okay, I got one more here. I think you can get this one, okay? So we're looking for the name of a city. What city does this bullshit go down? Dudes who get drunk and talk too loud in bars, and also they have gills. They have gills so they can breathe underwater.
Atlantis?
The lost city of Atlantis!
Come on!
That's correct!
All right. Okay, if we get this, we can tie. Where did I see this bullshit? It's full of nagging until eventually I shoot her. This is an easy one.
This is an easy one, David. You can pull this out.
Philadelphia.
That's actually my mother-in-law's house. Oh!
Jordan Morris! Jordan Morris! Jordan Morris, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
Oh! Wow. That was
fuck
fun.
Fuck her!
That was so fun. It was so fun. The married life is not what you expect it to be.
Looks Jeannie.
Like our winner is Jeannie! But David, you were a brave competitor on this evening. I think the lesson that we take away from this, just looking at this earnest, talented young man who failed to answer a single question correctly... in our quiz, is that even the bravest and most talented amongst us can occasionally misfire. And for that reason, you will be winning a copy, two films on digital versatile disc. Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm genius Larry David's hit film, Sour Grapes. And legendary comedy actor and director Mike Nichols. And brilliant stand-up comic and television creator Gary Shandley's misbegotten, vibrating penis alien film, What Planet Are You From? Let's hear it for David. Thank you so much, David. Now, Jeannie, you've won this astonishing test of wills. And as such, I think, like many victors, you're going to want to rest in your spoils.
Absolutely.
Now, when you rest, I feel comfortable in saying that you'll want to be warm, and you'll want to be able to use your hands. So, with our compliments, please accept.
As seen on TV, people, as seen on TV.
This Snuggie brand blanket with armholes featuring a special bonus compact press and open book light. Thank you so much, Jeannie.
It's not a slanket, that's a Snuggie.
It's a Snuggie, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Oh my God! You didn't fly in here from LA, right?
No, I actually flew in here from Aspen, Colorado.
Hmm. That's the playground of the rich and famous, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. That's why I was playing there.
It's not true.
I was.
That's not true. Jordan.
No, I was there. For those of you who don't follow the program, I work for Fuel TV,
Action Sports,
a program or a network which you would applaud sarcastically. Yes, and it covers action sports. You're skateboarding, you're snowboarding, you're surfing, that kind of thing.
As I understand it, Jordan, it's sports that are that we might think of, but not races. If there's a race, that makes it gay,
yes,
right?
Yeah, no, there's no racing involved. It's all about tricks, trick-based sports.
If there's a race, it doesn't matter. The race could be on
it's not
a
about speed.
Snowboard
gay.
Mounted
speed
on
speed
inline
is
skates.
Gay. Anyway, so I was there. It's the Winter X Games. I don't know if anybody's been following the Winter X Games.
Anybody out there?
Slope
Winter
style,
X
free
Games
ski,
fans?
Big air, snowman.
Okay, good.
Set a couple winner
Excellent.
Things.
Excellent.
And the action sports industry, as you might imagine, is decadent. Is a little bit decadent. There's lots of parties, and they are very boozy. These parties, they're very boozy.
It's like fucking surfer dudes.
Sure,
like
so,
skateboard
surfer
guys.
Dudes, skateboard guys
run this industry.
Sure,
this
so,
multi-trillion-dollar industry is run by
guys with neck tattoos,
like the
yes.
guy who smokes out back at the school. Yeah.
And I was at the first night I was there, I was at the Red Bull party, the
okay.
Red Bull sponsored
sure.
X Games
of course.
Party. And I was doing a bit. I was interviewing some pro snowboarders at the Red Bull X Games party.
You
and,
can tell. I just for those of you who don't listen to the show, you can tell how extreme Jordan is just going into this.
Very fit. I'm very fit.
Yeah, he's fit, handsome, mm-hmm. athletic,
tan, real tan.
He fits in. If he's got the spiky hair.
Mm-hmm.
He loves, if there's one thing this man loves, it's a vert ramp.
Yeah.
Vert anything.
And my own huge Johnson.
Yeah. So you're at this extreme
just
party.
Throwing that out there. And part of the, it's something I was at this party, there was an ice luge. Jesse, are you familiar with what an ice luge is?
I think you're going to have to explain what an ice luge is.
Ice luge is an ice sculpture.
Because
that,
granted, I know what a dirt luge is, but... Okay, no,
ice
go
luge.
Ahead.
It's an ice sculpture that has some sort of chute or spout to where booze can be poured and you can drink from the ice sculpture.
Okay,
usually
excellent.
You put a cup underneath, but once dudes start getting outrageous, they'll put their head underneath.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
That's very extreme.
So part of my line of questioning at this party... when I was interviewing the greats of snowboarding,
Jordan,
your Errol
like,
Ettas, your
like
Auntie Outies.
who are you interviewing now?
Oh, pro snowboarders.
So who?
Errol Etta, Auntie Outie.
Oh, sure.
They're all Scandinavian.
Gotcha.
I was... So my line of questioning was like, all right, who's going to put their head under the ice luge tonight? And everybody's like, no, got to practice, got to compete in the morning. So kind of naturally... What we decided was at the end of the piece, I would put my head underneath the ice luge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have booze poured into it and, you know.
Folks, that's called taking it to the max.
Sure. So I did, and as happens in TV, for some reason that I wasn't considering was that I have to do this numerous times.
Right.
I have to do several takes of this for lighting, for someone walking in the middle of the frame, for the camera being shaky. So I do this a few times and then am very, very, very drunk. it was just like 8 o'clock I was doing this, and so I was just real drunk at 8, and there were still just free drinks to be had. Santo Gold performed at some point.
Yeah, sure.
So you know, when I walked back to the hotel all alone, like the crew I was there with left, I was so drunk, and so I walk back to the hotel, and just sitting at the hotel bar is Sal Masekela.
Who is Sal Masekela?
He's a famous kind of X Games commentator, but has now made the jump to kind of mainstream TV. He's on E's The 10.
Oh, he's on E?
He's on E Entertainment Television.
So he's basically the king of extreme guys.
He's like, yeah, he's like a African American Ryan Seacrest. His
okay.
job is. He's not. And so I met this guy.
Presuming here that that Ryan Seacrest's father was jazz great Hugh Masekela.
Sure.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so I've met this guy twice, but I see him, and in my drunkenness, I just bro out so intensely.
You just have a sort of explosion.
Yeah, I grab him on the forearm to do the Braveheart hug.
Yeah.
And there's a woman with him, and I'm not, and this isn't hyperbole, like this isn't jokey. This isn't like jokey hero story hyperbole, but I don't remember what happened. I honestly don't. I'm not saying that for the purpose of like a goofy story. Like, I shame when fucking assholes get drunk and talk about how drunk they were, but I honestly don't remember.
It was for work. He had to put his head
in the ice
luge.
I had to put my head under the ice luge. And so I see this guy, and I bro down, and then I wake up the next morning, and I'm like, God, I was so embarrassed. Like, what if I see this guy? I probably made a lot of gay jokes to him. And what if I see this guy?
Because, like, all you remember at this point is that you totally broed out.
And broing out and eventually going to sleep.
And that he was with a girl.
Yes.
At the time.
Anyway, so I see him. I see him by the big air ramp.
Okay, sure.
And he gives me one of these.
Probably a type of vert ramp for those of you who are.
You know, 30 yards away, he gives me one of these. He gives me the point. He points right at me and starts nodding his head.
Now, at this point in the process, this could mean one of two things.
Sure.
You are you are an amazing drunk guy. That's the one first possibility. The second possibility is you're about to catch some fists.
Sure.
Like
right.
He is like,
yes.
It's on.
He's pointing
it's
to
on.
Me so his goons know which one to beat up. His E! Entertainment goons. He's like points at me, and I'm like, oh, God. And then I kind of just wave, and then he's like, hey, wingman, nice job last night. And so he comes over. He's like, hey, wingman, you set him up, I knock him down. And he does the volleyball motion. He does the setup and then the spike.
It's a set and a spike.
And then I'm like, so you had a good time last night? He's like, you bet I did. So here's what I've derived from that.
Lessons learned.
When I am blackout drunk, I'm a great wingman.
Yeah. Sure.
And selfless to the point where I'm trying to get others laid.
Yeah.
Which is great. I'm awesome.
Your inhibitions are inhibiting you from helping others get laid.
Sure. Anyway, that's the long and the short of that.
That's amazing, though. That's a good round of applause for Jordan.
So, if anybody tonight, I just saw someone leave. Apparently they were just here for the ice luge story. So if anybody tonight is looking to seal the deal, just buy me a couple of hundred drinks, and I'll make sure you get some penetration.
Was that the international symbol for penetration?
Yes. I know we have some non-English speakers here who just like our cavorting.
We would like to take this opportunity to bring to this stage a man who needs no introduction, yet will receive one just the same. A man so handsome, brilliant, insightful, and charismatic that he has earned the title of Master of Would You Rather. Please welcome Jim Real. Jim?
Yes! Jimmy!
Yes, take off that jacket.
Man, it's taken off his jacket.
Jim Real is, as I just mentioned, the master of Would You Rather. Now, here's what we're about to do. Jim, as the master of Would You Rather, has prepared for us a Would You Rather choice. We will be presented with two options, sometimes two similar options, sometimes two wildly dissimilar options. We will discuss the relative considerations and make our choice. If we have questions about the options, we will turn to Jim Real, the master of Would You Rather, and he will then clarify for us any points that seemed hazy. Now, of course, there are only two of us up here on the stage.
Sure.
And we love to play Would You Rather with three people. So we have arranged tonight for a very special guest to join us on stage, a major international celebrity, a celebutante to some extent.
A getabout. I said it right.
Okay. Please welcome to the stage my mom, Judy. Mom, come on up here.
Judy!
Here comes my mom. Come on up to the stage, Mom. Take a seat at that microphone, and just when you talk, talk straight into it, just right into that bad boy. come on up. Come closer to the microphone. Just come all the way in there. Don't blow
on. Did you say hello just so we can all?
Yeah.
Hello. No.
No, that was good.
That was good. Yeah, you did a good job.
Phone is dead as a stone.
No, it's working.
Talk into it. It's great. We're
all
doing
right,
great.
I promise.
Jim, you've met my mom before, right?
Hi, Comedy Mom.
Hi,
Judith.
Jim, what is our Would You Rather for this program?
Okay, we're jumping right into it.
Yeah.
You want to chit-chat about your upcoming projects? You have a clip? You want something you want to plug?
Well, I'm just used to a long...
You are here for one purpose only!
Jim, you're not called the master of banter.
Okay, all right. Just used to a long,
Al
elaborate...
That's Al Roker, by the way.
Okay, all right. Would you rather...
Okay.
Have your cell phone make your voice sound very deep and breathy.
Deep and breathy.
Okay.
Or commute to work on horseback.
It's tough.
Wow.
Mom. Now you're a college teacher.
So, yeah, they say so.
Get up close to the mic. You're a college teacher. Well, you live in San Francisco, but you teach at Santa Rosa Junior College.
I do.
So that would be a consideration. I'm just saying that would be a consideration, because that's a 2-hour drive.
Now, Jim, I have a question I want to ask.
Okay.
Are your employers accommodating for the horse? Is there a place for me to park the horse? Do they care that it shits? Can I have alfalfa in my desk?
You have an employee stable.
Okay. Is this some weird, like, Kevin Costner dystopia where everyone rides a horse?
I don't know what you mean, Jordan.
Is it normal to ride a horse to work in this scenario? Or
yes. No, it's totally accepted. Oh, there goes Jordan on his way to work.
Sure.
Okay, but is it...
There goes Jordan in patches.
Is it
that...
My pony's name is Patches.
Is it that everyone rides a horse to work, or just Jordan, it's accepted and maybe even celebrated?
Only you.
Is there a horse lane?
Or,
just possibly,
a minute. I have a question.
Okay, my mom has a question.
If you already have a low, breathy voice on your cell phone, is riding the horse to work the default position and the only possible answer?
Oh yeah.
Does you just do make, have to choose
yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
of the two options.
If you already have a voice that could be described as low and breathy, does it make it more low and breathy?
Yeah, it's
like
definitely
going to
distort your voice so that you sound really weird on the other end.
You look really weird if you're riding a horse, perhaps.
No,
maybe not in Sonoma County, where lots of people
maybe
have
not.
Voices.
Now, Jim, let me ask you this point of clarification here. When you say it's going to make your voice sound low and breathy, are you talking about muffled tones of Barry White type situation, or are you talking about like a heavy breather, telephone sex predator type situation?
It's definitely not sensual.
Okay.
Okay, how can I, if I have the horse and I ride it to work, can I also have a car for when I need to take a group of people, when I need to haul luggage?
Oh, yeah. And in the event that you have a long commute, like, Judy, how you have to go to Santa Rosa, you're not expected to do the whole commute on horse. That would take forever. But the bulk of the commute has to be on horse. You'd have to take a train to, you know, Novato or something, and then from there pick up patches and... Head on up.
I just pick up patches in the car park right where she's waiting. I heard that people came to the signing of the Declaration of Independence on horseback from Philadelphia and Baltimore, and that's a lot further.
In 2009?
No! Jim. They did it before cars, Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Oakland public school system at work.
It's a lot farther than I thought it was.
Tie the horse up in front of your classroom on the railing there?
Wherever you feel safe putting your horse. It's your
Will
animal.
It have its own salt lick?
If you buy it one.
I have to buy the salt licks?
Yeah.
Is anyone here an equestrian and can tell me how much a
what if
salt
the horse
lick
goes?
Biggest problem. I think it's really about getting the hay brought in. But in my neighborhood, where I teach, it's not really that difficult.
It's relatively easy to obtain hay.
There are a lot of horses up there.
Compared to other 2-year colleges.
Shotguns. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to make a call.
Okay. Wait, I have to ask one more clarifying question. I usually work from home. I do the Sound of Young America in my apartment. So
but
I'm
your
wondering,
horse won't fit in the apartment.
Yeah, the horse will not fit in the apartment. I'm wondering, how will this affect me? Would I be required to do, say, my daily errands, work-related activities on a horse? Would my intern have to ride the horse?
No, just that, at your job now, which is in your house, you wouldn't be going anywhere, but say your next job or,
would I be required to provide myself with a stable?
Why?
Because I am my own employer. He said the employer provides a stable.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, in your case,
I don't know if I have the money to maintain a horse right now.
There's
a
cozy place for it in the garage or in the car hold or wherever you keep it.
Is it a financial burden is my question.
No,
it's not a financial burden.
No.
Okay, I'm going to make a call.
Well, wait, what are you going to call
about? Oh, I'm going to answer the
question. Jordan's going to just pick his decision.
Oh, we need to know whether or not which one is cheaper, gas or hay.
Well, it sounds like the horse isn't a financial burden.
It's as much a burden as gas
funds?
Is or oil changes or,
Can I get
you're going to have to redo the hooves and...
Yeah, can we hitch up a buggy? That's
can
a
I
good
get a
point.
Chauffeur?
That's a really
hell
good
yeah.
point.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. What kind of a cell phone is it?
It's your current cell phone or there's iPhone no or
phone.
Whatever it is.
Really bad.
Yeah, we have the same cell phone. It's super shitty.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that one, but...
I think it probably does this already.
Right, that's why I was asking.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right,
okay.
Jordan.
So either way, either one you pick, you're a weirdo.
Right.
To the people around you. You're either that weirdo with the voice, or you're that weirdo who rides a horse everywhere.
At least I don't ride a horse everywhere.
Is what the breathy guy would say.
Right.
Given the choice.
The horse guy would go, ugh.
Yeah. I'd rather be that guy who rides the horse. It's like, it's like those guys who wear a handlebar mustache or...
Yeah.
It's just one of those anachronism guys. And I'm, that's fine with me.
Granted,
They're nice outfits.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, boots.
I can't even begin to tell you how interested I am in jodhpurs. So...
Jodhpurs are pretty awesome.
You can probably guess, based on the bow tie and Tattersall vest I'm wearing at the moment, my interest in jodhpurs. Obviously, my profession is talking into microphones, so I'm a little concerned about how it would affect my career if I had a weird voice.
But it's just on the cell phone.
Yeah, but I got to talk to...
You make a lot of cell phone calls.
You got to talk to people in the world of business, entertainment business, showbiz.
Would it be kind of exciting
long story
if your phone rang
down
and
south.
Barry White answered?
And I find the idea of having a horse in my neighborhood of Koreatown, Los Angeles...
Awesome.
Charming, and I think that probably a lot of the Oaxacan dudes in my neighborhood would be pretty impressed, judging by their hats and belt buckles. So I am going to go with horse, but mine is actually named Chuckles.
Judy, what do you
Mom?
Say?
I'm really into having the horse.
I mean,
the boots alone are make it worth it.
Yeah.
Sure, right?
Exactly. So it sounds like...
Everyone loves a boot.
Plus, I forgot. I just got a fantastic gaucho costume.
Oh, God. You would not believe this gaucho costume my mom has. She bought it at state sale yesterday. It's pretty spec. It's got piping and...
The beaver hat is trimmed with gold.
Oh,
perfect.
This is a hell of a gaucho outfit.
It was made in 1933.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I could look like Dolores Del Rio. Any horse will look better. I'd be really wonderful.
So, Jim, what's the answer?
Jim, what is the correct
is the answer?
Were we or were we not correct?
I guess this one was maybe a little bit too easy. You guys are all correct.
Yeah!
The real question is, do you have to ride the horse or do you get to ride the horse?
Yeah, you said it, Jim. That's why he's the master of Would You Rather, ladies and gentlemen.
Give it up.
Big hand for Jim Rayal. Big hand for my mom, Judy. Thanks, Mom. Yeah, sure, go for it. Celebrity mother, Judith Thorne.
Thank you.
Man alive, you know, we got so much
yes,
more stuff to do tonight.
Show.
Is still to come. So we want to thank, of course, my mom and Jim, the tech staff here, and most of all, I'd like to thank a man who gave 40 years of service to the people of the Bay Area. And to the international...
It's that news guy you've been talking about this whole time. Okay,
international community of mustache wearers.
Yeah, that guy who
Let's
I don't know
hear
who it
it
is.
For Jordan Jesse Go and, of course, Mr. Dennis Richmond. Thank you so much, folks. We want to offer our special thanks to our sponsor for this week's show. Yes, a real live sponsor. And I'm sorry, Jordan isn't here to say funny things while I say the important stuff. It's a podcast called Ear Candy. You can find it online at earcandynewyork.com. It's an awesome show, talking and music and all kinds of other cool stuff. They have a really amazing website, too, which I think is pretty classy. They're about 15 episodes in, and they're really starting to find their voice. They're online at earcandynewyork.com, or, of course, you can just search for Ear Candy New York in your iTunes directory. At the end of our Monsters of Podcasting show, all of us monsters, both us and our friends and You Look Nice Today, got together to answer questions from the audience. Now, we've been known to be a bit reckless in our question answering, so each of us was assigned another one of us to serve as our media representative, which worked well until someone asked a question for all of us, and thus all of us had to consult with all of the rest of us, and we started milling around on stage, and I tried to climb up on a table. Here's that audio.
Yeah.
Mm.
Jesse would like everyone to know he's fine.
Thank you so much for coming, everybody!